This is Ed McMahon. It's That's Life with Mark Snyder. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mark.
And we have with us right now, you know her, you love her, and of course you got to know her a little bit playing the kind of strange young daughter of Sybil. Strange, but yeah, a little bit on the quirky side. She played Zoe on the show, and you've seen her in many other performances as well. I'm curious about one of the ones that's coming up, the John Waters film, Cecil B. Demented. That sounds like a very interesting film.
Yeah, that was amazing to film, and it's very funny, too. I just saw it a few weeks ago.
Tell us a little bit about the movie, and what do you do in the movie?
Well, it's about a gang of rebel guerrilla filmmakers who are determined to make an independent film that tells the world how evil the studio system is. And so they kidnap a big Hollywood star who's come to Baltimore for a premiere, played by Melanie Griffith, and they force her at gunpoint to star in their movie. And I play Cherish, who's an ex-porno star who is making her quote-unquote feature film debut in this film. And there is a scene in the movie from one of my past films, and in it I have sex with a gerbil.
With a gerbil?
Yes.
And you actually did a film like that previously?
My character has been a porno star. So there's a scene in the movie where you see a scene from one of my
right,
films.
I see. So, was that fun recording that?
It was really fun.
It was fun for the gerbil.
Yeah. It's just probably the funniest porno scene ever filmed. And there's no nudity because it's a John Waters film. It's just crazy.
He's a wild guy, huh?
Oh, totally. But I had such a sense of freedom when I was working on his set. I was afraid that, I mean, I wasn't afraid, but I thought perhaps because his films are so specific that he would have a specific style of directing and that he'd be really controlling and nitty-gritty about the details, but he wasn't. Hmm. Everybody was allowed to really do whatever they wanted.
And, of course, that film also stars Stephen Dorff and Melanie Griffith.
Yes.
Kind of a cool cast.
Mm-hmm. Very cool cast.
Now, who played the A-list Hollywood actress that's kidnapped? Melanie?
That's Melanie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun movie.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's coming out August 11th, I think.
And playing Mona Lisa, is that coming out shortly as well?
I think so. I'm not sure exactly when that's coming out. It's been doing the festival circuit. That's an independent film.
Yeah, you just won Best Actress Award at the U.S. Comedy Arts Festival.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, really nice. I was completely surprised.
You get to use your piano skills, too.
Yeah. The role was written for a ballerina. It's about just what happens when you've worked your entire life towards a certain goal, and then suddenly you're at that crossroads where you have to make a decision, and you have to either pursue it or not. And it was about a ballerina, but because I play the piano, I asked that it be changed, and they did. So I got to play the piano in it.
Otherwise, you would have been doing pliés.
Yeah, and the sight of me in a tutu would have been really scary, so it's a good thing they decided to change it.
I'm not sure I agree with that one. As a matter of fact, we were watching you last night on Ally McBeal.
Yeah?
And my wife said, wow, that girl is beautiful. And I said, that woman is the woman who played Zoe on Sybil. She said, no. I said, yes, of course. She's grown up. She's a beautiful woman now.
Oh, thank you.
She said, wow, she is. Now, you also made an appearance on The Sopranos, I understand.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's a great show, huh?
Yeah. Oh, it was incredible to work on. It was like making a movie. There really wasn't any difference between making a movie and doing that show.
Well, that show is very sophisticated, the way they film it,
yeah.
And the cast is incredible in it.
Yeah, they're just so professional and so good at what they do. And most of my scenes were with Michael Imperioli, who was just the best.
Did they welcome you with open arms?
Oh, completely, completely.
Yeah.
I didn't have any scenes with James Gandolfini or Edie Falco, but they were at the table read, and they both introduced themselves to me and were very welcoming and really sweet.
What was it like working with Sybil Shepherd all those years?
Well, I didn't really become friends with her.
No.
She didn't. I don't think she became friends with a lot of people on the show.
Yeah.
But I did make some other friends that I will have for the rest of my life. I became very close to Dee Dee Pfeiffer, who played my sister, actually went out with the guy who played her husband.
Really?
Gaza. Yeah.
Wow.
For many years. And Alan Rosenberg and I had many backgammon championships up in our dressing rooms.
He's a great guy. He's been on this show a few times as well.
He's awesome.
He's a real nice guy.
Yeah, I was lucky. I had a great experience.
So despite Sybil, it was fun.
Hey, I didn't say that.
I did. Now, it's interesting to note, I didn't know this, but you actually graduated high school when you were 14?
Yeah, kind of. What happened is I didn't go to public school. I was taught at home by my parents, and I moved to L.A. when I was 14, started having auditions and pursuing acting. So I was actually finished high school, but I didn't have the whole graduation ceremony.
Wow, and David Lynch got you really in the business, right?
Yeah, he did. My first movie was with him. That was Dune when I was 7. And it was just great working on such an incredible set. And he was so nice to me. I think that he was one of the main reasons that I decided to do that.
And of course, you ended up on Twin Peaks.
Yeah, he wrote that part for me. It was a small part. It was kind of just to welcome me back to L.A., I think.
Yeah, but then he used you again in the hotel room, his HBO thing.
Yeah.
And you were also in Mr. Holland's Opus with Dreyfuss. And
right.
In fact, you acted at one point, I was looking at your resume, you acted once with Madonna in Four Rooms.
Yes, I played her lesbian lover.
How was that?
That was good.
If you're going to be a lesbian lover, Madonna's not a bad one to be a lesbian lover with, I guess.
Oh, no, absolutely not. We didn't have any making out scenes or anything, though.
So. Well, what can you do? Can't have anything. Now, you actually ended up on Ally McBeal. I mentioned this last night. You'll also be on the season-ending episode on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And you play a tough attorney that opposed Cajun Fish and actually lost the case last night.
Right.
Well, you actually won half of it and lost half of it, but monetarily you lost. You're in the final episode, too. What's your role in the final episode?
I'm singing in it. Everybody's singing in the final episode.
Really?
And I get to sing Madonna's song, Hanky Panky.
Wow.
It's very nasty and really sexy. And I had a great time doing it. It's at John Cage's birthday party.
Ah. I understand that Randy Newman's going to be around, too.
Oh, yeah. I got to sing with him.
Wow.
Yeah. It was amazing. It was so incredible to turn around and see Randy Newman sitting at the piano behind me singing.
Joe Clayburgh shows up for this, and James Naughton. And
Yeah.
I'm a huge Ally McBeal fan. In fact, we've had pretty much the whole cast on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Since the beginning, I've said this was a top show. A lot of people are complaining now that it's not as good as it used to be here, but I still watch it every week and still love it.
Yeah, me too.
Were you always a fan of the show?
Always.
Yeah,
I've always been a huge fan. It's, in fact, the only show that I watch every single week.
Hmm.
And I think I've seen every episode, pretty close to every episode anyway. And I've always been a huge fan. So actually, after The Sopranos came out, David Kelly saw that. And I've known him for a number of years, kind of casually. But after that, we had a meeting. And I told him how much I love Ally McBeal. And I said I really would like to be on the show.
Well, you're friends with his sister-in-law.
Yes, exactly.
So there you go. There's a nice name.
Yeah, that's exactly how I know him. You know, the whole family events thing. I've seen him at Christmas and weddings and all that stuff.
Sure.
So then we had a meeting, and I just told him I would love to be on Ally McBeal, and then he called me about a month and a half later and said, I have a part for you. So.
Yeah. And you can all see her at Fox TV Monday night at 9 o'clock on Ally McBeal. And right before you leave, I think that you have the potential to be a massive star. And I'm not sure if it's going to be through a movie that hits one of these things or a TV show, but if it was your wish, what would it be? Would you be doing a lot of movies, or would you be a star of your own TV show?
It's hard to say. I would. It depends on the role. It really does. Because if I were the star of a show like Ally McBeal, I can't think of anything better. Because...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that show is so varied, and every week the characters have something new and exciting to do. But I love doing movies because you get to completely change characters. Every few months you get to go through a whole metamorphosis.
Sure.
And become somebody entirely different. So I think that's the most challenging thing.
And you want to, of course, hang around with David E. Kelly because he may create another show for you. Who knows? You never know.
Well, it was really fun working with him.
Him or David Lynch. Maybe they'll come back and start a show with you. But yeah. I want to wish you a lot of luck, Alicia, and thank you very much for taking some time out to talk to us today.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
And we wish you a lot of luck in your career.
Thank you.
Take care.
Talk to you later.
That's Alicia Witt.